Welcome to the Nerd Cartel Podcast. For all things nerd, pop culture, and whatever we feel like.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Greetings from the Nerd Cartel. I'm Jim.
And I'm Peter.
And I'm the Roach.
Let's do that episode thing where the roach. This is a roach episode.
The roach. With the roach.
Oh.
No, that's chicken, not roach.
Now, I was trying to do the actual music, but not get copyright infringement.
Well,
you can sing about 3 seconds of it.
Did you hear how bad my tone was? That's not showing up on any algorithm.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
We put on the bass.
They're like, we see that you guys copyrighted Three's Company. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Come on, yeah. Knock on my door.
Ba-na-na-na-na-na. Yeah. So, goddamn, we have so much to talk about. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
You know, been a long time. I mean, like,
I've got a few more gray hairs.
I know. We've all been aging in real time. It's been about 20 minutes since we last sat down to podcast.
Yeah. And she sprouted too. So every 10 minutes, she gets another gray hair.
I'm going to be fucking silver by the morning.
Yep. So hot.
So hot. Yeah. Like white queen status. I don't know.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm
talking about like X-Men.
I'm gonna be in the next movie. Yeah,
Emma Frost. Frost
represent.
Frost this. Frost you.
I'm gonna say that now.
Right.
All right.
I'll
so
frost you.
Frost you.
Yeah, but, frost you, Jim.
I guess consider me frosted.
Lay that frosting on thick.
Extra icing, please.
Yeah. Since we haven't been talking to each other for a little bit, we've been playing a lot of video games.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
True. Nerds do that shit.
Yeah.
From time to time.
I am not a normal gamer, but I've gotten into it. It's pretty great.
She has been. She's been noticing the more she grips the controller, the more her hands sweat.
Controller so sweat out. Is yeah. real, yeah. as we mentioned on the I last need, episode. So
yep.
I need gloves.
You need sweat gloves?
Anti-sweat gloves.
Yeah, she needs sweat gloves for controller holding. She needs some sick-ass controller holding sweat gloves.
You have fingerless.
Get your grips. Nerd Cartel controller mittens at nerdcartel.com.
Fingerless controller mittens.
So I think you just need to desensitize yourself to this stress. I mean, because the stress activates in your brain.
Yeah.
And you start... secreting all over the place.
Yeah.
So,
you know, as roaches do. When we get stressed, we just...
It's like pheromones. You pick up Tiffany's controller and you could just... You know which one's hers.
Yeah.
It sticks to the wall.
You know, all the roach eggs behind the trigger.
Yeah. Roach goo.
Classic Tiff. Classic roach.
Classic. Good times. But what have you been playing lately, babe?
Okay,
my
very first, like, game that I played during... our gaming phase. It was actually on the VR, the Oculus that Peter just
Oculus
bought.
Quest 2.
We got an Oculus now. We're in the Oculus game.
Woo! Fist you bump. Didn't see it, but the guys just fist bumped. It was great.
And if Kevin Crawford was here, we'd fist bump him too because he was
we'll
the
be
first.
Three dudes fisting each other.
Yeah, fisting each other.
Me just watching.
like straight guys do. We just have our headsets on and we fist each other.
Just fisting, virtually fisting each other.
Dungeon Thrusters 3.
I like my sound off.
I like my sound all the way up.
So what have you been playing?
My sound just right.
Just right. All right, Goldilocks.
Okay, back to the VR. So the first thing I did was made Peter buy me this escape room game.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
The escape VR?
Yeah.
How is that shit?
No, not that one.
Yeah.
Is it called this?
Okay, I'm sorry. It's called The Room.
Oh, VR. The Room VR. My bad.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it's called The Room VR, A Dark Matter.
Mm-hmm.
So
I've almost bought it like three times.
It's good. It's really good.
Yeah.
Like the puzzles are great. They're not super hard to figure out. The graphics are awesome. The story is actually really good. I 100% recommend it.
Yeah. Okay. The only complaint that she had with it was that it just ended.
Oh, well,
once you finish, you're done.
Probably to go into another.
It didn't really leave it open like that. No, it was literally like build up, and then it's over. Like, it was, you got to the peak, and then it was like, oh, we're good.
Okay.
Yeah, there wasn't like a cutscene to like get you, like, this is, you know, ease you off of like, oh, right. a triumphant cutscene, and just like, you just, did it.
Yay. That was my, really? That was my only complaint.
Well, because it, you know, I've done the trailer a few times in VR.
Yeah.
So it seems extremely immersive. How's the movement? Like,
are you going
from tabletop to tabletop, or can you fluidly move around the room?
Okay, so that's the thing. I don't know if it's differently if you're like standing up, but I chose, because you can play it like standing or sitting, and I was sitting most of the time. I just didn't, there's too many animals in this house.
Sure.
To like, yeah, I don't want to step on them.
Talk about your own house, Tiffany. I only have two.
Yeah.
So,
we'll double that.
Yeah, double that. That's my house. and add a cat. So anyway, like I chose to be sitting most of the time, so I think the controls were a little different. So you had the option of like, if you toggle left or right, it just kind of flicks you in that direction.
Yeah, like 20 or 15 or 30 or 45 degrees, some shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. It was something small, so like you could still see a portion of where you were, mm-hmm. and then, you know, so on. But it was really immersive. All of the controls were super user friendly. And I had nothing to go on because this is my first real experience with VR. Aside from when you had let us play the Beat Saber, which we also have.
Oh, it's fucking
and
badass.
Peter
right?
and I spent like one night like sweating it up, just trying to freaking beat that game. Anyway.
Which one? Beat Saber?
Yeah. Did you guys beat all of it?
No.
Okay.
No, there were a couple of the hard ones that
I think we're on 12.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Right, okay.
There's so much more.
Hey, fuck with me when you get to level 20. What?
Bro?
Oh dude. I can't beat level 14A though. When you guys get there, let me know if you beat it, because like I have the skill to beat the movements.
Yeah.
But it's one of those where you have minimum hand movement, and it's like 900 meters.
So Peter figured that out.
And you don't have time to fucking move your hands that much.
You can do it. Is it that you have to get a minimum or you can't get a maximum?
No, you have to get a minimum of 900 meters and...
Okay, yeah, you can do that.
...complete the level. But you don't have... Because I've done it on the earlier levels where I just fucking General Grievous that shit in between everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't have time to fucking General Grievous shit, bro.
So I cheated.
How do you do it?
Pause.
So, you jump off the stairs?
No, you pause.
What?
Pause. It still counts it when you pause your movement.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, I kid you not. I don't know if it was a glitch, but I think I was on that one where it was 900.
Well, if you're on level 12, like, you're not on 14A.
I can't do it. Like, I'm just saying, I might not be on number 12. I might be on 14A. Yeah, my 15 might be upside down because I'm, you know.
51, okay.
Yeah, it might be one of those. But no, yeah, I accidentally pressed pause by accident on my fucking rage. And I was like, oh, I fucking hate you. And I'm like, it's still doing it because I was at the end.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, shit, I'll just finish this up. And I did my dance.
Yeah, that's what you could get like 120 meters at the very end by just going fucking
berserk. Yeah.
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 And then I get to the point where I almost want to throw up.
Yeah.
Like on that one. Like that game is no joke.
No,
I love it.
I think you're going to talk about the maximum ones where you have like no movement that you could do at all. I just keep it at my hips.
Oh, no, me too. Me too.
I didn't figure that out.
So, Jamie, you can screencast that shit to your phone.
Yeah.
So Jamie watched me play a level and like I took it off and she's like, respect. Like, she's like, I could not believe what you were doing.
Yeah.
And that's, I'm like Napoleon Dynamite practicing for the dance competition alone in my office. Like, next time I take Katrina to the club in like 2018 or 2085.
2018.
Yeah. Yeah. 2085 as a cyborg, I'm going to be like, boom.
What's up? Yeah. I know. We're going to have a Beat Saber dance off.
Yeah.
Gonna be dope. It's gonna be great.
And they're, yeah, I'm like, hey, I just need two rods to put in each hand. I wiggle around and I could dance really well.
Just you, me, Kevin, all of us is going to the dance floor, beating each other off, fisting each other. It's gonna be great.
It's gonna go down in history.
Yeah, it's gonna be the best.
Oh, good times.
So, yeah, Oculus Quest 2 has been a game changer for me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We haven't done any of the zombie games yet, though. But
no.
Oh,
so
dude.
Far, I played the Dark Room, or A Dark Room. I played that game. And then I was looking at all the other ones because I liked that one so much. I was like, I want to find another one like it, but there isn't. Mm-hmm. So that was a bummer. I don't know, because if I like something, I just kind of, I want to
get something close to it.
Yeah, I want to keep doing that. Like, the other video game that we've been playing on the Xbox, I liked that one so much that I'm like, okay, find me a game that's like that. Maybe, like, obviously, like, a different storyline or whatever. Sure. But as far as, like, the graphics and your controls and, you get used to it and you really enjoy it and, like, you want more of it. So.
Yeah,
what game is that?
The Xbox One. Oh, the other game. It's called Ori.
Oh, Ori, the Will of the Wisps.
Okay.
Was the first game that we played together. Come to find out, it's the second one in the series.
Yeah.
So we did it backwards.
Yeah. So we'll talk about the second one first in respects, because that's the first one that we
played.
So it's a two-player...
No,
it's a one-player.
We would just take turns.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, passing back and forth. It's a... I forget what they're actually called. Not side-scrolling. But...
platform.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So it's a platform game where you have to go left and right and everything.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Or side scroller.
Side scroller. Yeah. I call it. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so it's a right to left game,
and then up and down. But yeah.
Yeah, up down, left right, not 3D.
Yeah.
2D.
So it's kind of like
it's not 8-bit.
No.
No. Have you played Hollow Knight?
No, what's
or
that?
Seen that or like, oh, yeah. Or Limbo. Yeah, it's like one of those,
Hollow,
right?
Yeah, it's okay. Like in Hollow Knight, it's a lot of blues, a lot of blacks, like really, really trippy, colorful shit.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That's happening. It's very beautifully made. Absolutely love it. Really fun. We got it on Xbox Play Pass, so it was free to us because you pay the monthly subscription. I think it's like 10 or 15 bucks or whatever.
Worth it.
Yeah, and you could download a shit ton of games. And that was one of the ones that I downloaded because I was like, yeah, it looks trippy. It looks nice. It looks pretty.
Yeah.
Let's check it out. And then we started playing it, and it's really fun. Ori lives in the forest, and they find like a baby owl.
Ori's a spirit.
Ori's a spirit animal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a spirit animal. Kind of like a lemur, like a spirit lemur.
He's like a lemur, goat, dragon.
Goat?
His feet.
He doesn't have goat feet.
He does.
He does not.
He fucking does. Absolutely.
No, he doesn't. He has like kangaroo feet.
No, they've got hooves.
He has no hooves.
Is he this little white thing?
Yeah,
yes.
He's that white thing. Does he have hooves?
Does
he have hooves?
It's suggestive of hooves.
He's got hooves.
They hooves?
Yeah, he's super cute. Those of you who don't know, he looks kind of like a like an Eevee evolution on Pokemon.
Yeah.
He's got like big
old
ears. He's
like all white and glowy.
And then like background or backwards satanic knees.
Like a goat.
Like he might eat your soul or he might just like
or he might save the forest.
He might save the forest. Yeah. So, that's him looking cute, but those are fucking hooves.
He has hooves.
Tell me I'm fucking wrong.
He has little hooves. Anyways, he finds like a baby owl, and then the baby owl is a broken wing. And they go out flying. They fly into this rainstorm, and they get lost in this forest. And the forest has been taken over by a whole bunch of darkness.
I'm just saying he doesn't have four hooves. Because motherfucker has thumbs.
He has thumbs.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, he can grip shit.
Does it matter? He's got hooves in general.
I just didn't see him as hooves. I just saw him as a beautiful creature.
He is a beautiful creature. The hooves don't make him less beautiful.
Then, you know, say maybe he looks like a horse, not a goat.
Damn.
But they're shaped like goat legs.
Or, I don't know.
I don't know why something we have to put people in a box. I don't know why we have to put him in a box.
Okay, I'm not going to say this again. Ori is a spirit, and I will put him in whatever fucking box I want.
He'll just get right out because he's a spirit.
But exactly.
I'm a spirit.
You can't do that.
Exactly. So it doesn't matter. It's a game.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
That's a rock. Side scroll. Side moment
side
real quick.
Scrolling.
We're going to go outside of the video games that we're all going to talk to you.
Okay.
Did you know that The Rock has a new TV show?
What the fuck?
No. You know what it's so you don't and you don't know what it's about.
Okay, like this isn't a joke, right? Because
no, yeah,
I do
the
not
Rock has a
I
new
do
TV
not
show.
Entertain jokes about The Rock. I'm just saying
Jim just
probably
got
produced
so
by The Rock. Partially written by The Rock.
Okay.
It's about The Rock.
All right.
And it's called Little Rock.
And so can you smell
what
he's
the
cooking?
Rock is producing?
Yeah.
It's a little it's about him when he's younger.
Okay.
As a kid into teenage years.
Into it like early.
I don't know
adulthood.
If they go back and forth from teenage
wow.
to kids and all that stuff.
I bet it's gonna be a very him. Inspirational story.
It is. It's about
it
him fucking
lot,
up over and over.
It
it's
feels
awesome.
A lot like Everybody Hates Chris.
Yeah, it's a lot like that. But it's
okay.
Little Rock. Which they could have called
Little
it
Rock,
Pebble.
Arkansas.
So much stuff that they could have done.
Arkansas.
Yeah, Little Rock. yeah. Well, I mean, he only makes fucking gold.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Here
so
we are.
Just let me you know that.
We have to trust
yeah.
that The Rock is gonna fucking
it's gonna,
not
yeah.
disappoint
I'm
on this.
Check it out. I think it's gonna be funny. And Ori of the Wisps is a great game. And he has like
do you think The Rock would play it?
The Rock would totally play it. And I think he would produce it.
It's just really good. Like the entire story is amazing, and there's so many fucking side quests to do.
Yep.
And
yep.
I mean, and in the background, obviously, you still have like your main quest, which is to bring light back to this tree. That the whole reason that the entire forest has been taken over by darkness is because somebody stole the light from
yeah.
the tree.
Because
so
you
we all
you
saw
can
a fucking
only,
Fern Gully tiff.
Yeah, because you could only have darkness.
But you know
if
what?
No light.
I know everybody saw it, but I don't think everybody got the fucking point.
Yeah.
Okay? We need to stop polluting our oceans and our
Look,
forests.
Yeah.
I took my
have...
exhaust pipe off of all my vehicles
oh,
and my cat, my catalytic converter.
As a,
yeah.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. As a former smog technician in the state of California, Tiffany Marshall does not approve of removing your catalytic converters or your exhaust pipes.
Well, yeah. Tiffany, I obviously will put them back on before I get smogged.
Yeah. Or else you'll have these little tar slugs.
That would be
through.
Dumb. I would fail.
Batty is so upset with you right now.
Yeah.
So
my name is Betty.
Betty.
Bam, that was borderline racist.
So
what?
Damn, the Nerd Cartel will not stand for that.
What?
I will silence your mic. I will silence your mic.
No, Peter just got silenced.
That's so lame. You guys are lame.
So I am. It also gave me an option or an opportunity.
Option.
To yeah. just slide right in here with another game that's kind of fantasy themed.
Okay,
sweet.
Yes, I'm into that.
We didn't finish
and
our,
also,
what we were talking about, but
we were done.
Well,
it's
you were talking like forever about it. I mean,
yeah.
like about the hooves and like
yeah.
the hoof manicure.
Let me just say one thing real quick, though, about
okay,
this game.
Wrap up.
I'm going to wrap it up.
The
wrap
light
up.
Is
play
flicking.
Play the music. All I want to say is we played the second one. We played the first one.
Recently,
the first
yes.
one. They were currently playing it. Don't play the first one. Just skip to the second one. The first one has got me so fucking frustrated.
So frustrated.
And because the second one, we did the mistake. Maybe if we played the first one first, it would have been great.
Yeah.
But I don't want you to be disheartened for the first one and not play the second one because the second one's so good. It feels like all the things that I hate the first one about, they fixed on the second
yeah,
one.
Yeah, so either play
like,
them in order or
yeah.
just play the second
like,
one.
Why don't they have Sticky Wall? How come he only has one fucking, like, you know, attack where it's just this one fucking attack that he has to do? The
why
second
do I have
one,
to hold the
he
right
He has like
trigger?
A million attacks that you could do.
So it's kind of like Street Fighter 1 and then Street Fighter 2.
Yeah, exactly.
Where it's like you only have Ryu and Ken. they only have limited moves.
Yeah. And then you play a second one, and you're like, oh, there's so much other stuff.
It's way better. It's a fun game. They absolutely corrected all the problems. Anyway.
Yeah. So, Jim, what have you played lately?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Peter. I have so many things. They may or may not have hooves involved. Let's look at 20 hooves. Pictures and we can discuss if the hooves are there or not.
Hooves are just stupid. It just seems dumb.
Actually, a really cool game. You guys would dig it on Oculus Quest 2. What? It's called Journey of the Gods.
Ooh.
And it's...
That was not planned.
So it's a game that's been in development because, you know, I always look at the title screens to see like what studio's been making it. Because sometimes you're playing like a platform game that has been kind of like ported to VR.
Yeah.
And you're like, dude, this game may not have done well on like a normal console, but is killing it in VR.
Yeah.
But this game has been developed like since 2009 to 2020. It's on Oculus Quest. It's $29.99, Journey of the Gods. And it's pretty much like Legend of Zelda.
Okay.
Only with...
I'm sorry.
Think Wind Waker. Wind Waker, cel-shaded graphics. Mm-hmm. Super cartoony. But as soon as you step into the environment, you're fucking there. Like your brain already thinks you're there. And what's cool about it is when we're not podcasting in here, I move all this shit out of the middle of my office. So I have like a bigger room, and all you have to do is move forward. And then you can move with the right thumbstick too, to do the directional, but it's very responsive of you actually moving your body. So like it's the game that I move the most to. And you block with your shield. You have a crossbow, a sword.
Oh, that's fucking cool.
Super cool. And I fought some, it's Norse mythology based. So I fought some like titans already.
That's really cool.
That are like, you know, perceived height when you're in VR, probably 80 to 100 feet tall. Jeez. And you're like running up and like jumping around from mountain to mountain, trying to like shoot them in the eye or whatever.
Oh my god,
it's fucking dope.
That's like
strongly recommend that one.
Thus far I'm just like playing escape room shit. I don't know, that's my jam.
I want to attack things.
It's weird though because I'm still getting used to I'm almost over the height thing because you can jump off cliffs in this game.
Oh.
And you could turn into like god mode where you go up into the clouds and you could throw lightning down.
Oh, shit.
And it really fucks up your perspective. Like, you'll just, like, suck up in the air, like, really fast. Yeah, skyrocket. And it, like, the first couple times, like, the first time I pulled my headset off because I was like, dude, that was...
Am I in the sky?
Fucking trippy. Yeah.
Your brain's just kind of like, wait, what?
You ever get the stomach feeling?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got the stomach feeling, and I'm like, dude, I felt like I was just shot up in the sky.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah.
I haven't played it yet, but I saw that it's on there. One, I got the roller coaster thing, so I can't wait to play that.
I
heard that fucks with you. Doom 3 is on there.
What?
Yeah. I was looking through all the forums of different games, and you know, like, since you could probably connect, download them to your computer.
Sure.
And then play them. Doom 3, like the old Doom 3 is on there.
Dude, like the Xbox Doom 3?
I think he just creamed his pants.
Which
is a fantastic game.
God, it's so fucking scary.
It is. That's why I was like, I could imagine how scary I am.
Well, whoever thought, like, hey, you could hold a gun or a flashlight? Fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, actually, fucking terrifying. Like, yeah. That game was so scary.
Yeah, but imagine if, like, the gun and flashlight was one hand or the other.
Yeah.
That would be so much easier, but still equally as scary.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, like, and if you remember the boss battle to Doom 3.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine doing that in VR. That shit is fucking terrifying.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll buy that game tonight. If I don't, or I'll probably buy it tomorrow, but you guys won't know the difference.
No.
You're tonight or tomorrow.
That's right.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Then. Let's do the time warp again.
What? Yeah. I was going to say, is it just a jump to the left?
A step to the right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what either of you two are talking about.
What?
I'm just kidding. I hate that movie.
What?
Yes. Peter sucks even more worse. Now.
I do. I hate that movie because my dad said he hated that movie a long time ago, and I was like, yeah, we hate this movie. I'm a kid.
I'm a kid.
And that stuck with me, and then eventually I saw the movie, and I was like, all right, yes.
Yeah, well,
right.
Tiff, next time they do a screening at Temeku,
yes,
you're coming with.
I'm in.
I fucking love that shit.
Yes. I'll go.
No, you won't. You'll
I'll
go.
I'll throw popcorn and shit. I'm into that.
Or rice. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, rice. They throw popcorn. Who brings rice, Jim? People hate you at the movie theater.
Well, maybe don't.
Those are weddings.
Maybe don't. Know.
Why do you throw rice at a wedding?
To kill the birds. The birds come, they eat up the rice, and they explode.
Well, that's neither here nor there.
No one's getting married and no one has birds, so yeah. Doesn't retain.
I'm just saying, if there are birds, you need to kill them or else they're going to peck out the eyes of your marriage.
That's it.
It's the old Yiddish way.
So, do you guys have any more video games?
Ooh. Your space planet.
Yeah, I'm playing the Journey of the Savage Planet.
That's the one.
Not the porn that I look up on VR.
Oh,
which was very surprising the first time I saw it.
It was very in my
face. The mix between like alien and bestiality,
yeah,
like porn, right?
Yeah, but it's cartoon, so it's not as illegal.
Yeah. Like hentai? You know? Like hentai? Yeah. It's like there may or may not be some tentacles. Okay.
Yeah, like it's very illegal to use tentacles to have sex with a woman, but if they're anime.
Even if it's consensual?
Yeah.
Consensual tentacles?
It's illegal. It's illegal.
Consensual?
Your alien did not consent.
That's what we should call our fucking Cthulhu cone.
Consensual?
We should call it the Consensual Tentacle.
The Consensual Tentacle. That's my new band name. Yeah. The Consensual Tentacle.
Oh my god.
On Xbox, the Play Pass that you can get. You can also get a Journey to Savage Planet, and it is hilarious.
Okay.
So this one's a first person shooter, not necessarily concentrating on the shooter part. You have to walk around. You're an employee to a conglomerate that sent you out to a new planet. You land on the planet, and your job is to take pictures of the aliens that are on the planet, as well as the plants, and then kind of see what is edible and what's not edible, for, you know, what can attack you, what's safe, all that stuff.
Okay.
On that planet, the whole time the computer is talking to you and everything, but it's very hilarious and kind of like a Rocko's Modern Life type of conglomerate.
Comedy. Yeah, yeah.
Comedy where, like, they don't care about you as an employee, but, like, in a quirky way.
Okay.
Not in a very somber way, but like, oh, good, you died. Now you get cloned again. Don't think too much about it.
Yeah. Like,
you know, all that kind of stuff. I'm like, this is your 10th time dying.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know, on the 50th time you die, you start having brain problems. So good luck on that.
Like, my favorite one is, You tried your best. It wasn't very good, but it was your best.
But it was your best.
So it has kind of like a Borderlands.
Yeah. I haven't played Borderlands.
Oh, really?
I've seen like gameplay from that. So yes.
Yeah.
So a lot like that. One of my favorite games of all time.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, I love that game.
You get to this planet. Sure enough, there's some sort of alien. There's life there, but yeah, I haven't seen like intelligent life yet, but we start finding structures where whether there is an intelligent life or there was an intelligent life. And so you take a picture of that and then it sends back to your conglomerate company you're working with.
Okay.
And they're like, ooh, we thought this planet was not a inhabitable planet, blah, blah, blah.
So
this is weird. We're going to need you. Yeah. You're going to have to look more into that.
Yeah.
And so that's as far as I've gotten so far, but the color scheme is very bright pinks, bright blues, lime greens, and like also kind of trippy, but like it's a lot of fun so far.
And this is on Xbox, right?
Yes,
it's on Xbox
with your subscription service.
Yeah, with the X Play.
Badass.
Like I was, and I was having fun until I had to use the left and the right toggle at the same time, and I had to shoot things.
She has a problem with right and left toggle in first person shooters where she doesn't know. She can't
I get
move
I
her
panic.
Body. I keep telling her, you know, the left one is your body, the other one's your head. So yeah. You got to think of it like that. And she's just like,
every time he tells me, I get mad because I'm like, yeah, I fucking know that. That's not the problem. The problem is that I have this knowledge and I can't apply the knowledge.
Have you ever played mouse and keyboard, Tiff?
No, ever.
If you played mouse and keyboard, we wouldn't be having this conversation. It just makes more sense.
Yeah,
it
does. You know what? I'm totally okay with not being good at first-person shooter games. Totally good with it.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, mouse and keyboard
first-person shooter.
No, you don't. You don't suck.
I can't move my head and my body in the same. Like, my body will go left.
It's not. That's not natural to do. I mean, it's like patting your head and rubbing your stomach, honestly. But you'll get used to it.
Yeah. Right. No, but it is.
She just has to understand that the left toggle is her body and the right toggle is her head. Like, that's your chin.
That's all I need to understand. And then I'll be fine.
Maybe just draw her a picture.
And then my husband.
I think so. I think I'm going to draw her a controller where an arrow is going to point to the left toggle.
He's gonna explain it to me like a man. Body. You know, mansplain it to me.
Maybe you could hit pause, and then go to settings and then controls, and it'll like have it all mapped out.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. I tried, and then I could have two people explain it to me.
At first, I thought it was an invert.
Thing. I think you should just try PC mouse and keyboard.
I think I should just
build yourself a PC.
You could test that out, and then you could apply that.
Because you know what I found? The games that I enjoy playing don't require me to do those things. So I don't need
Ones where she just has like to emotional go
games,
down,
games that tug at our hearts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The ones where it's a platform and I go left and right and up and down.
Okay.
And that's it. And I'm not having to shoot and kill things. I don't want to kill things.
She would rather go left, right, up, down, and kill things.
Well,
only the things that try to kill me.
What if your character has hooves, though?
That's all I have to do. In this first person shooter, they're trying
to. So, what we found is that the games that Peter wants to play are not the games that I want to play. And then.
So, we have every gamer is different. Whatever she wants to play.
Yes. That's the only time I pull the wife card, ever.
Well, if you're playing games together.
Yeah.
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 And.
Then we're tethered.
So yeah, that's what I've been playing. I also made Peter buy me a game called Mystic. Mist. It's called Mist.
Oh shit, you got Mist?
Yeah, so I'm gonna, that's on the VR. I've gotten through like the first 2% of it, so I'm gonna go back and play. I hear in the background.
Yeah,
so.
I'll get that for you. Katrina used to play the shit out of Mist. Okay,
you were the person I was talking about Mist with. At one point then. Because I talked about Mist to somebody. Where I was like, we mentioned Mist. It wasn't a full conversation because I hadn't played Mist. It was me like playing Mist when I was a little kid and being bored.
It was me. You told me that.
Well, no, I know that. But remember, remember I was trying to explain to Mist to you and you were like, oh, I never played Mist. And I was like, oh, I thought I talked to you, Mist, about about Mist. I talked to somebody. Apparently, it wasn't Katrina either. Talked to somebody.
Someone missed out on that conversation.
Dad joke for the fucking win.
That was good.
Sorry about your ears, everybody. That looks loud.
Don't worry. I'll edit it. Only my ears got fucked on that one. Yeah.
Well, do you guys have any other games?
I actually do have one more game.
Lay it on me.
Free on Epic. Xbox, PlayStation, pretty much wherever you go to play.
Okay.
Rocket League's so much fun.
Yeah. So I got Rocket League on PlayStation for like the equivalent of what you guys are paying for Xbox.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got it like 3 or 4 years ago. Yeah. I played it like 3 times and some fucking 12-year-old ate my lunch and I was like, fuck you.
Dude.
I'm never playing this shit again.
You know what this means though? It's cross-platform.
Oh, yeah, it's totally cross-platform, and it's totally free.
Yeah.
So the reason I started playing it, I downloaded it on my computer on Epic Games to play with my dad, because my dad's a technology teacher at our local middle school.
Oh, what?
And he started...
Shout out to teachers!
Yeah. Yep. And the Roach's biggest fan.
Yeah. Jim's dad.
My dad, yeah. So anyway, local middle school technology teacher... and pioneer of one of Southern California's like up and coming esports leagues.
What?
So yeah, he's helping these middle school students compete in esports. Okay. And it used to be like they do these like internationally. You know, esports competitions is like a big deal now. So it used to be that they were doing like Smash Brothers, Mario Kart, things okay. like that.
But Rocket League in them now.
But you can't do that anymore because it's not accessible to everyone, because you have to pay to get the console, you have to pay to get this. So pretty much anyone who has anything can get Rocket League for free.
Yeah.
So that's their thing. And he set up his Twitch for his esports today, and he asked me to be his guinea pig.
Okay.
And I had a blast. Like, I'm gonna start playing.
It's so
that.
Much fun.
He invited me to play on the server. You
so
know,
what's
like
his Twitch handle then?
Okay, on Twitch, if you go to HCMS Esports, show him some support, show him some love.
Hell yeah.
Because he's doing something that, like, I think is just so huge. He's giving these kids, especially in the time of COVID-19, a real outlet to, like, interact with each other. They have a Discord server, and they're just, I mean, they're doing some really cool stuff.
That's really awesome.
And, yeah, everybody plays, everyone participates, and then eventually they're going to be competing with other schools, other esports.
That's so cool.
Groups around the country or around the world. I don't even know.
Like, yeah.
It's exciting to
Let's see
to
how
get
big
this
gets.
Yeah, so definitely.
So it's H as in hockey stick, CMS?
Correct.
Esports.
Esports.
On Twitch.
Yeah.
Got it.
H as in hockey stick, C as in hockey stick.
M as in hockey sticks.
M
as in sticks for hockey.
Sticks for hockey.
Yeah. Esports.
Esports.
But yeah, no, I mean, like, I wanted to give him a shout out, and you know, keep in mind that it is a middle school, you know, web page or whatever.
Yeah.
But if you guys are interested in gaming and interested in like helping the next generation, you know, see their potential in, you know, esports and gaming,
yeah,
definitely go on there and check it out.
That's cool.
At minimum, have a good time, you know.
So yeah, that's
keeping
all
these kids out of gangs.
That's right.
Yeah, keep them out of gangs. Keep them off
Twitch
the street.
Yeah, keep them out of the street. These inner city kids.
These Inland Empire kids.
Yeah, you never know out here in the IE.
But no, I'm super excited that you got into that game, because Colin and I
have never
have been playing
game.
It.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we've been playing it for like over a year now.
No, damn.
So, but since it's cross-platform, us three can play because it's three people for a team.
Oh, hell yeah.
Or
yeah.
I can play.
Well, you guys
PS
can help get me up to par then, because I mean, like, I just started playing today. I was doing pretty decent, but
We're assholes, though. We, like, we'll start fucking up another team, and we'll start talking shit, like, on the little thing that, like, the little chat that you have on there.
Asshole.
We'll be, like, kicking their butt, and we're like, ooh, better call the doctor, because you're dead. Like, really lame shit talk.
Okay.
We do that again. We do that so many times. It's so much fun.
I'm in. What kind of cereal are you guys eating when you do this? Yeah.
Rice
Lucky
Krispies.
Charms and Rice Krispies. Exactly.
Makes
okay. And we're
noise.
Like, yeah, somebody call the garbage man because we're taking out the trash. We call a lot of professional people to talk shit. Yeah.
Okay. You better get your receipts and call your accountant.
Yeah, because tax season's over.
Because your ass is cash.
Yeah, it's cash. Oh, better call your teacher because you're going to learn today. Oh, like, somebody stop the game because I'm murderizing them. Where's the ref?
I think I'm gonna have to see it in person to
really
appreciate.
You know what? I'll hook up the PS4 and I'll play in the other room.
There you go.
Dude, Katrina could play too because
we
have.
Yeah, we can play against them.
It's a family affair.
Fuck yes.
Not to be confused with the porn category.
Yeah.
Don't look that up.
There is an option though, Tiff, because like you could drive the car and then the camera will always be on the ball.
That's,
you could turn that on and off, or you could just use the right thumbstick to move the camera. But you could also
just fucking point me in the direction. Yeah.
You can do it where it automatically looks at the ball for you, so you don't have to worry about that. Okay. You'll like it. It's
I just
game.
Don't know at what point somebody was like, I want to control my body and my head. Like, no, how about they just both go in the same fucking direction?
Do you do that? Come on, Jim, yeah, in real life.
She does.
Are you like, she does it. Hello, Jim?
She doesn't, yeah, she doesn't move her neck. She's yeah. just like constantly, shoulders body. Is where she's going.
How do you think shoulders I have these great abs? Yeah. I just constantly.
That's it.
It's like, turning.
Coat hanger, don't take it off.
Yeah, don't take it off. Yeah. It makes me look like I got broad yeah, shoulders. Yeah, broad I got an interview coming up.
Yeah. So, that's all I got.
Man.
All
right. Well, thank you, everybody.
I highly recommend Ori and the Will of the Wisps if you're like me and yeah. refuse to play first person shooter yeah. games, because
beautiful game.
You cannot use both toggles at the same time.
All these games we mentioned are very amazing. If you yeah. could do us a favor, you can click on that purple icon. You can give us 5 stars, 10 stars, 100 stars, or all the stars.
Yeah, give all the stars and zero hooves.
And
yeah,
leave a hooves. Review. Leave Share a review. With your fucking friends and your mom.
Yeah, your mom. You could probably make a comment explaining the tiff, the purpose of the left toggle, and the purpose of the right toggle.
And then you can murder Peter.
Yeah.
And explain to her how one's your body, one's your head. If you could explain it. If you could explain it better than me.
Tiffany has left the building.
Back. She has left. No, don't really come back. It was for the show. and, you know, you can find us on Spotify, Pandora, or...
wherever your ears go for love, we're there to love them.
And thank you to everybody else. Bye.
Later.
Bye, bitch.
I don't want to be a pie. I don't like gravy.
What the fuck?